A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Daf Hei, Sota 5A, pagination is 9. We'll start from the facing page on a theme which I would describe as the illness of haughtiness. The Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis, counting up from the wide lines, about 5 lines. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Adam sheyesh bo gasos haruach, any person who has haughtiness, his spirit is inflated, it's haughty, lebesof nichshal be'eshes ish. He could end up falling into the trap of being with a married woman illicitly. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the eshes ish, the power of a married woman, meaning in violation, in problem, in a sense of musar, nefesh yikara tatsud, the person who's overinflated, he holds himself very dear, that's who she traps. What's the idea over here? So at least one approach is that we normally have many safeguards to protect a person from doing the wrong thing. For example, yichud, not allowed to be together, not allowed to be over frivolous. If a person is haughty and they think that they're above the law, then that's the very person who's in danger of a problem. In the words of the Mefarshim, the Yetzer Hara has the power to make the ugly beautiful and the old feel young. And a person who thinks he's above it is a sense of gaiva, he is the most vulnerable. We also have another concept regarding haughtiness on the second line in the wide. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi, Rabbi Yochanan taught, Kol Adam sheyesh bo gasos haruach kilo oved avodas kochavim. Any person who's haughty is like he serves idols. The question is, what's the connection over here? He quotes a pasuk, To'avas Hashem kol gavalev, Hashem finds it an abomination for a person to be haughty. And it also says, Velo savi so eva el beisecha, regarding avodah zarah, you should not bring the abomination into your home. But what's the connection philosophically between haughtiness and idol worship? So the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Yisrael Miller has a beautiful essay on this, that a person who's haughty is experiencing self-worship. It's a form of avodah zarah. He gives the example of a person who comes to the checkout line in a supermarket and the line is too long for his liking. So that's self-worship. I'm not living in Hashem's world if I'm haughty. I'm living in my world and the way I think things ought to be. And that is a degree of avodah zarah, where the person does not recognize that they're living in Hashem's world. Moving on to today's daf, a similar perception of idol worship or deviating from living in Hashem's world, on the 5th line, v'ram levavecha, if a person becomes haughty, v'shachachta, he forgets. What is he forgetting? Uksiv, hishamer lecha pentishkach es Hashem. He's forgetting Hashem, his God. Now, what is the destiny of a person who is haughty? And what is the destiny of a person who is humble? So, at the end of the small lines on the page, here towards the top of the page, the statement is, Kol Adam sheyesh bo gasos haruach lesof mismait. Any person who has haughtiness, the end will be that he will be diminished. He'll be brought down. And that this haughtiness where the person feels he's better than everybody else and he's entitled and he's developed a bad sense of self. So it's temporary. It's not going to persist for a great length of time. And I think this is a very visible lesson in life. If you could think back one decade, 10 years, backwards, forwards, and think where human perception places people and where the reality places people and how fast things change. But on a 10-year period, it's even more pronounced. Then we realize that indeed, haughtiness is very empty. It's fake. It's living in a fantasy world. The Gemara continues about 8 lines into the wide with the statement of how Hashem deals with a humble person. Beginning of the line, Ve'estaka u'shefal ruach, and Hashem is with those who are humble. Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. There was an argument between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, and they explored this concept of how Hashem is with the humble person. Chad Omar once said, Osi daka, he raises the humble person. V'chad Omar, ani estaka. And the other said, Hashem bonds with the humble person, leaves him humble, but bonds with him. Because humility is greatness. Umistavra commanda Omar ani estaka. And the Gemara says it makes sense to follow the approach which says Hashem bonds with the humble person. Doesn't necessarily raise him. He bonds with him. Shenemar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiniach Kol Harim U'Gavos, because we have a tradition that Hashem left all the other great mountains of the world, V'hishra Shechinoso Al Har Sinai. And he rested his Shechina to give the Torah on Har Sinai, which was a low mountain. V'lo Gova Har Sinai L'mayla, it doesn't say that Hashem made Har Sinai great. It says that on the contrary, Hashem bonded with Har Sinai. And here we have a phenomenal perspective where humility, if it's with the proper self-esteem and with the proper degree of conducting oneself, it doesn't have to be raised or changed. It's simply that Hashem bonds with that humble person. To phrase it differently, it's not empathy for the humble person, and therefore we raise him. It's that the humility is a maila, an asset, which is indeed something that we find, that Hashem is praised both for being gedula, so shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his greatness, but also motzei an v'sanusa, we find his humility, humility being that he cares for the downtrodden and pays attention to them. They give a nice mashal. You have two droplets of rain. One is bigger than the other. And they could argue which one is bigger and which one is greater. But if they're next to the ocean, their argument is a little bit silly. Which one is bigger? Next to the ocean, what's the difference? And that's humility. In front of Hashem, it's silly to argue which one of us is bigger. Instead, let's focus how we should serve Hashem. Interestingly, in order to achieve a sense of balance and what we now call self-esteem, if you count up from the bottom about 8 lines, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Talmud Chacham Tzarech Sheyehebo Echad Mishmona Shebishminis. A Talmud Chacham has to have 1/64, an eighth of an eighth of gaiva, of self-pride, self-worth, so that people don't push him around. He should have a sense of who he is. They say in the name of the Vilna Gaon that this concept of an eighth is hinted at in the way our parshios are constructed, that the eighth parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, in the eighth pasuk, describes Yaakov Avinu with the word, his self-description, katonti, I am small in front of Hashem. And the word katonti is the eighth of the eighth. To be small in front of Hashem is also to know oneself, to have a sense of awareness of who one is, and that bad people who are not standing in front of Hashem in their self-perception are certainly people that you could lead and stand out in contrast to. But the person is standing in front of Hashem, and it's not a self-pride of haughtiness. Likewise, on the next line, Omar Rava, Rava said, B'shamta de ispe u v'shamta de lesbe. You could critique one who has haughtiness. You could critique someone who doesn't have haughtiness. In other words, there's a very distinct balance that's required, and it requires constant attention in order to stay on track. On Amud Beis, we also have two very beautiful statements from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. On the fifth line, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Kama gidolim nemuchei haruach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how beautiful humility is in front of Hashem, because a person in the time of the Beis HaMikdash could bring many karbanos, but misha daito shefala, a person who is humble in front of Hashem, kiilu hikriv kol hakarbanos kulam, it's as if he brought all the karbanos of the world. That's how close he is to Hashem. As the pasuk says, zivchei elokim, plural, the karbanos of Hashem are ruach nishbora, a person who's humble in front of Hashem. Likewise, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kolasam archosav ba'olam hazeh, a person who guides his direction in this world. He views himself as serving Hashem. He chooses what he does based on what would Hashem want me to do in this situation. That is considered one of the greatest milus assets a person can have. V'sam derech arenu b'yesha elokim. And a person who is a sam derech, he pays attention to what direction he's traveling on. Hashem promises, I will show you the final salvation when Hashem reveals himself and bonds at the best with humanity. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.